today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I believe the Spirit of God speaks expressly. Church, it's time to elevate. It's a brand new season, and I know you're saying you're waiting on the new year. I'm not waiting on the new year. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, man. This is the day the Lord hath made. And the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm decreeing and declaring a new season now by the Holy Ghost. You will experience elevation, Truth Revealed.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Elevation. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 21 and 24 through 28.
He's acquainted with your weeping and your sorrow. He's acquainted with grief. And here's the seeing prophet in the Old Testament, Elijah. He asked God to end his life. He was going through so much sorrow. In 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 4. You write it down, go back and visit it. 1 Kings 19 and verse 4. The man was in such a depressed state, he asked God to take his life. Can believers feel like committing suicide? Yes, they can. We're human beings. You cut me, I'm going to bleed just like you. I go through down times just like you. I go through much anguish just like you. I experience sorrow of heart just like you. I weep bitterly just like you. But there is a lifting of the head. If you will endure, and if you will wait on the Lord and be of good courage, glory to God. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. I don't have to run. I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't have to run. If you catch this message, you're going to experience a lifting of the head. Glory to God. Even Jesus himself fell into great anguish. Let this cup pass from me. Thank you, Jesus. Let it pass from me. Am I talking to anybody in this room that's been, let it, I'm tired. Woo, Jesus. I believe I'm talking to a few people that have said in their heart, let this cup pass from me. Glory to God. But you got to let God kick in now. Nevertheless, not my will. Y'all don't want to praise him on that one. God knows what you're enduring. He knows how tough it is, but you wait on the Lord. Glory to God. Jesus was overwhelmed with sorrow, but God brought him out more than a conqueror. I decree and declare soar over your life. Number one, the S is for separation. For you to soar, we're living here on the East Coast. We call it the Space Coast. And if you're going to get a payload, which is the most important part of the vehicle, into the stratosphere or the next one, you got to separate from the launching pad.
Thank you, God.
Some of you have been strapped to the launching pad for 30 years. We got to get you off. We got to get you up. You know church like the back of your hand on the launching pad of church. They haven't even started to count you down yet. Because you're comfortable with the pad. But But I decree and declare a divine 5-4-3. Y'all preaching for me. Somebody's ready to blast off. 5-4-3-2 what? What? You've got to have enough in you to separate from what you're comfortable with. Not only is God trying to get you to the next stratosphere, but the vehicle has several stages that need to separate. The main portion of, or the most valuable piece of the rocket is not what you see. It is the payload that's hidden. Thank you, Jesus. That's why the devil didn't, he underestimated you. He tried to lock your whole body down. But there's something that God has inside of you that's greater than all that others see. It's more valuable. That's what he's after, your payload. He's after your payload. He's after, when he gets you in the right spot in elevation, you'll be able to do what you're designed to do. If he opened you up right now on the pad, your signal is not linear. You need to be able to download and transfer, glory to God, from a different stratosphere back. The satellite needs to get there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to get you up. And then we need to separate. Many people look at the power of the booster, but the booster is only designed to get you off the pad. Thank you, Jesus. You just rearing up your engine. Whoom, whoom. I got all this boost. Whoom, whoom. God said, you don't even understand the power that's in you. All that's designed to do is to get you up so you can function at a higher capacity. Thank you, Jesus. Separate from your comfortable pad and let God lift you up. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The O is for observation. 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 What do you see in life? What do you see? An astrologer can take his scope and look at the sun, the moon, and the stars. But he's from a place of safety when he does it. He doesn't have to test anything. All he's got to do is look into the lens and he can see the stars. But he's in a place of safety. But an astronaut is different from an astrologer because he dares to be different. He says, I don't just want to see it from a safe place. I want to observe it firsthand. Thank you, Lord. And God is about to do something with those who have a desire to see it firsthand. Not from a place of safety and comfortableness on the pad, observing the stars from a pad, a safe place. God wants you to get out in it. Be willing to observe it from a different space or position. Observation is so important. Because if you're not careful, what you see can stop you from dreaming. And fear can kick in when you see how vast things are. Thank you, Lord. I've seen some people a mile high in the sky walking over bridges. But the bridge is glass. It's thick glass, but it's glass. And some people, when they look down, it look like they're walking on nothing. The fear that kicks into them stops them from walking over because they see nothing. They see nothing but a fall in their mind. Even though the glass is thick, it's just as thick as steel. But because they can see how far they would fall, it's hard for them to walk over. So be careful what you observe, because if you're not careful and you don't have the right infrastructure, you can begin to dream, yes, but fear will kick in and stop you from dreaming, or paralyze you and keep you in a state where you can't dream anymore because of fear. Want to encourage you that your observation shouldn't be natural. It should be through faith. For we walk by faith and not by natural sight. If you're going to soar, you got to have the lenses of faith on. The A is for altitude. Altitude. God wants to take you and I higher. Spiritually, intellectually, and emotionally. God wants us to respond to issues with emotional intelligence. When something happens, none of us should just lose it. Glory to God. Not if you're walking with Jesus, because he gives us peace. Can somebody say amen? Amen. So we need to walk with emotional intelligence. So he wants to take us higher there, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually. Glory to God. And then the R is for relative. Write it down. Relative reciprocal relationships. Relative reciprocal relationships. God is going to help us to soar by bringing into our lives relative reciprocal relationships. What do you mean by relative? God wants you to connect with people of like mind, with the same drive and attitude. Not someone that's impressed with you or you impressed with them, but likened unto you. That's relative. And then reciprocal, that means you give and they give. It's not one-sided, where you're always giving and they never ever contribute. That's where we're going now. And then it needs to be a relationship, a relation, a kindred. Somebody that is moving in the same direction and you feel partnership with them. Glory to God. When you have those relative reciprocal relationships, you can begin to depend on each other. Importance will surface. Things that are not important will die down, but hold on to the relationships. I believe the Spirit of God speaks expressly. Church, it's time to elevate. It's a brand new season. And I know you're saying you're waiting on the new year. I'm not waiting on the new year. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. Man, this is the day the Lord hath made. And the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm decreeing and declaring a new season now by the Holy Ghost. You will experience elevation, truth revealed. Glory to God. Divine elevation is really to establish God's kingdom on the earth. When you elevate spiritually, divine elevation is to establish the kingdom of God on the earth. That's the ultimate goal, is to see God's kingdom manifest. It's important for you and I to surround ourselves. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, and I'm surrounded by good people. It is important to surround yourself with good people. Thank you, Lord. That's not to say you can't have bad people around you, but minimize them. Because if you're a Christian, you should have bad people around you. But you don't feed on them. You don't allow them to feed on you. Thank you, Lord. They can't become leech. They can't become parasite. A blood sucker. The life of you is going out when you help them. Amen. You must learn how to surround yourself with good people. Surrounded by good people. And you help people, but you help them according to knowledge. You don't drain yourself to help them. That's God's job. What you do is aid, and then you move back, and you aid, and you move back, and you watch your enthusiasm levels, your relative levels, your reciprocal levels, your relationship levels. And if it's draining you, you got to pull back and gather yourself. Thank you, Lord. God is not calling anybody, anyone under the sound of my voice to be Jesus. There's only one Christ. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Cast your cares on him, for he cares for everybody. And I'm learning this. I can't be Jesus. I can't nail myself on the cross for you. Even if I did, you look at me and say, ooh, he was ignorant. I didn't ask him to die for me. That's what you would say. Ooh, that was so touching. Ooh. Well, how much insurance money he got? After 3 days, people start worrying about you when you die. Sorrow lasts just for a little while. You got to get your head right. So you don't allow the bloodsucker to suck all life out of you. Only God can sustain that. What you want to do is make sure you hold and fold and learn how to check your relative levels, your reciprocal levels. Glory to God. Now we give our kids everything, right? We give them everything. We should pour into them. But I'm talking about grown folk. Yeah. Grown peoples. Notice Hannah weaned the boy. It's specific, not the man. It's clear, you'll see it many times. And the boy. If she was trying to wean him and he's 30, we got a problem now. You got to kick him off. You got to kick him off. There's a certain time when a cow, she can have a nice calf, but after a while he tries to get milk, she's going to kick. Get. You got to kick him off. You got to kick her off. I know it's tough, but we got to make sure we structure right. It is our job to raise men and women to become so productive that we're able to establish the kingdom in your home, in your community, on your job. Elevation really is for the purpose of establishing the kingdom of God. So if God causes you to grow and to expand, which he's about to do, he's at work even now as I speak. I believe this is the Holy Ghost. He's trying to get you up into the next stratosphere so you can establish kingdom. I believe God is raising up in this church, and that's why we're structuring it. The Lord speaks expressly. Is that God is raising up an army of relentless worshipers. I say it again, an army of relentless worshipers. Now, what was the first image that came to your mind when you saw that, when you heard me say an army of relentless worshipers? Was it the worship team? If it was the worship team, that's myopic. I said an army. That means those of you that want Holy Ghost to lift your head must also see him lifting your worship. Lifting your head so you would worship and not just say, I'm going to take a portion of what he preached. Ooh, I'm getting more money. Ooh, things are happening for me. Ooh, I'm going to the next level. And let him lift your head of worship. To look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The only thing the worship team is supposed to do is ignite and lead you into it. But the relentless work should come through your own heart connecting with God. Don't send this praise team your favorite request. Ooh, I wish they sang my song. No. Even if it's an unfamiliar, the Bible says, sing unto the Lord a what? You're not supposed to be able to come to a church and know what they're going to do. You can only worship when your song. Ooh, they're singing my song. Myopic. You got to learn how to get with the groove. Get, listen, I don't want to go secular. Get with the flow. Man, I saw Charlie Wilson. You got to learn how to get with the flow.
Oh God.
Man, I heard it. My heart is yearning. I just heard Charlie Wilson. But we worshiping God. No matter the situation, relentless worshipers are going to worship through it. No matter the setbacks. The reason why he lives is because he's adding when he lives. He's adding boosters or strength to your life. Strength to worship in every season. Strength to stay focused even in the midst of a storm. Strength to stay relevant when everything around you is irrelevant. Strength to not allow life to rub you out or to wipe you away or to fade you. I decree and declare a line of distinction in you. The line of distinction is there. You are a spiritual distinct being. What you're going through will not minimize your distinction. The lift is not just for elevation, but to add to your distinction. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. No matter your situation or your circumstance, the lift is here. I believe this is of uttermost importance that I release this to you today, because God in the lift is creating or administering spiritual development in you. That's in the plan, spiritual development. And actually, I'm looking at a plan here in the ministry to help develop the people of God spiritually. To help develop you spiritually, not just to do ministry. I was praying the other day, and if the ministry is greater than you, it will break you. You're supposed to be greater than the ministry. So I always say, make the man and then give the man ministry, or make the woman and then place the ministry on the shoulders of the woman that's made. You can't be being made when you take ministry, because it will seem overwhelming to you as you try to manage. Oh God, I can't stand these people. I'm just so tired. No, when you if you are built first, you'll be able to manage it. Yeah, I got that. I got, no matter what the attitude is, I got you. Because you're greater than what you're carrying. Greater is he that's in you. Greater is he that's in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, or even ministry opportunities that's in the world. People want it, but when they come underneath it, it's not as easy as it seems. That's why ask God to make you first. Why do you move slow? Because I know the weight of it. You need to be a pillar so you can maintain the weight. Thank you, Jesus. Let him work on you so you can manage the weight, no matter how heavy it gets. Let me tell you something about God. He will always send aid before you break. Thank you, Lord. Remember, I'm surrounded by other people who are going through things just like me, and they're able to overcome. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. It gets difficult. But if you look over your shoulder, you'll say, God, it's by the grace of God that I am that I am. I didn't know how I would work with this particular issue, but you gave me the grace to do so. That's why we don't sit there and pour out our problems to everybody. Thank him for his grace. Thank him that he helped you to overcome. You wouldn't be able to make it if it wasn't for the Lord.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Elevation, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2309-0308. That's reference number 2309-0308.
Awakened women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awakened Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time for the NFL season, and AIM wants to rally in the red zone. Men are invited to a monthly fellowship on the fourth Monday night of the month, beginning September 25th at 7 p.m. in the fellowship hall. The Eagles will square off against the Bucks. Wear your favorite team jersey, and if you're not a fan of those teams, come on anyway and hang out with us. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. It's all about the brotherly love. Are you ready for some football?
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.